Dr. Conway, thank you very much for doing this morning. How are you?
I'm well, and thanks for having me on.
Number one, I suppose, with the NHL's proposal to host a Canadian division where it would be domestic travel, where it would be teams from this country playing against each other with certainly more stringent protocols in place than the general public has right now. Dr. Conway, as you understand it, would it pose a significant risk to the general public to stage an NHL competition in such a manner?
Well, I think we're talking about having no fans. Let's start with that. I think we're also talking about a quarantine at the beginning to ensure that no one is infected before we start doing anything. Thereafter, there'll have to be very strict public health protocols in place for the players themselves. They'll have to adhere to them. And if they don't adhere to them, they'll have to go back into another 14-day quarantine and start over again. And there has to be no sense of favoritism for professional athletes compared to the general population. I think it's doable. It will be complicated, and we need to sort of think about how to do it properly and ensure that we can go forward safely and have NHL hockey in Canada.
Any of us who have been dealing with the protocols in place in our respective provinces for the last 10 months understand everything you said perfectly, and it's all very logical to me. What would you see as the biggest challenge of having domestic competition over the months from, let's just use hypothetically, January through April between teams in Canada?
Well, let's understand that there wouldn't by then be enough individuals vaccinated so that we can let our guard down. So we're talking about having very significant rules in place to protect the public health. I think the main thing that would worry me is we're all getting tired. The survey came out the other day from Angus Reid that a third of Canadians, despite the rules, are still going to have friends over indoors for Christmas. So I think it would be about sticking to the rules and really imposing them and making sure that they're followed almost to the letter. That would be my biggest concern, is that we're going to start out good, and then we're going to be like the NFL, and then all of a sudden so many people are getting COVID that we're canceling games, we're delaying games, we're having more cases than we would like. That would be my main concern.
He's Dr. Brian Conway, the president and medical director of the Vancouver Infectious Diseases Center. He joins us this morning on the Scott Rintoul Show. And what you said there makes a lot of sense. And I do believe, Dr. Conway, there are people that look at what has come out in the last 24 hours and they say, I'm not sure how much the provinces are worried about the individual clubs and potential COVID-19 outbreaks on them and how much they're worried about messaging. Is that a fair stance?
Oh, it absolutely is. People are tired. People want this to end. They can see with the vaccine that there might be an end, but it probably won't be until next fall. If they perceive that we're giving professional athletes preferential treatment, a sweet deal, I think that the people might get angry and say, well, if it's okay for them to play hockey, I'm going to play hockey too. And they will do so in a way that is unsafe, that isn't even following the rules that will have been put in place to allow NHL hockey to occur in Canada, and that'll lead to an unnecessary increase in the number of cases. So it's this perception of unfairness that we need to deal with up front.
How would you deal with that if you were trying to roll it out yourself, that perception of unfairness and trying to get the public on board, which in Canada, I think we can all admit the general public would like to see hockey played?
Well, I think this is a confrontation between public health and the health of the public. We all want NHL hockey to happen. I would make sure that the messaging is very clear, that we make quite sure that everyone understands the players didn't get a free ride. They had to be in quarantine. These are all of the rules that they have to follow while they're playing. These are the penalties if they don't follow the rules. If we allow them to go home every so often, rather this hybrid bubble concept, well, everyone at home will have to be very healthy. While they're home, they stick to their home bubble. If anyone gets sick, we start over again. We are imposing very strict rules on them to allow them to function and to play NHL games. And these are the same rules that we would ask of anyone in the general public, where they be thinking about other activities beyond what is strictly allowed, staying home and being very safe. So that would be the way I would approach it. And the benefit to all of this is we get to watch NHL hockey with our teams playing in their home arenas. So I think putting that whole package together and getting buy-in is what's going to be required.
Well, and I think the other benefit from a messaging standpoint is that if you do have athletes that people watch on a frequent basis who are adhering to some of the protocols you talked about, and some of which would be more stringent testing and holding themselves accountable, not going out just because they felt like it, there is an ancillary benefit that comes with that, saying, look, that's what these people are willing to do to move on. You can do the same.
Absolutely. They are role models. They are people we look up to. Many people look up to professional athletes as role models. That may not be a good thing at all times, but it certainly is something we could capitalize on as we move into what I think is the final phase of the COVID pandemic. It's going to be a long final phase into next fall, but I think anything we can do to encourage each other to stay the course, including getting professional athletes to be spokespeople for all the public health measures, that would be great.
Dr. Brian Conway is the president and medical director of the Vancouver Infectious Disease Center. He joins me this morning on the Scott Rintoul Show. There is also the optics, or there are the optics, I suppose, of mass travel as well. Certainly NHL teams would fly via charter. It would be much different than you or I simply jumping on a plane, which I can do today if I feel like it. But I wonder how much concern there is, Doctor, about, look, if you've got teams flying around the country, can a bunch of us fly around this country?
Well, I think the airline industry is really stepping up to the plate and is putting in place some very good measures to make airline travel safe. We have not heard recently of any transmissions of significance of COVID-19 from airline travel. So I think that there again, we can make it safe and we can use all of this frequent travel by our professional sports team as an example of how safe it can be going forward. And that would be, I think, a benefit of going forward as long as all of the rules are followed.
In your opinion as well, because this, at least in Canada to begin, the preference would be to have simply Canadian teams play against each other. How much do you believe that quells public concern about possible infection spreading, given what we feel publicly right now about the way things are being handled in the States?
Oh, I think it's very important. One of the cardinal rules of public health is you cannot combine epidemics, pandemics that are at different stages of their evolution and that have different public health responses to them. The responses from a public health point of view in Canada and the United States could not be more different as we speak today. So it really would be a very bad idea to combine those two pandemics and allow professional athletes to cross the border repeatedly over a short period of time. It's essential, if we're going to go forward, that it only be in Canada. Canadian teams playing in Canada and not crossing the border.
Obviously, I brought you on to talk about this from a sports angle, but I think the general public wants to know from someone who is in the know as well. How do you think we're doing right now as a province? How do you think we're doing as a country?
I think we're doing good, but we're getting tired. I think we understand more than we did in April. We understand that this is a disease of proximity, numbers, duration, and modifying factors. The virus doesn't have wings. It doesn't travel much more than 2 meters away. So if you live life 2 meters away from another person, you will do fine. If you are going to be close to people, as few people as possible for as short a time as possible. In terms of physical activity, a whole bunch of things are allowed and are very safe. Our ski hills, Whistler is open. As long as you follow the rules, there will be few, if any, transmissions. You can golf, you can cycle, you can hike, you can run. And here in British Columbia, we have the ability to do most of those things outdoors most of the year. So I think following those rules will make it easier to deal with all of these restrictions and allow us to survive as a society for the next 8 months before the public health regulations start to be relaxed. There's a lot of things you can do. Many you can't, but let's focus on the things we can do to stay safe and happy.
It's the holiday season. Most of us would like to spend some time with our families. I know certainly my family has altered plans. We're not going to be able to do that. I think most people are going that way as well. At least I hope so. How concerned are you coming out of the holiday season?
I'm extremely concerned. People are getting tired. And I come back to this recent Angus Reid survey where a third of Canadians have said, for the holiday season, I'm going to bend or break the rules. I think we need to be in a harm reduction mode in that sense. Someone comes up to me and says, I'm going to have my friends over anyway. I'll say, I'd rather you didn't. But if you do, here are the ways to try and make it as safe as possible. And if anyone gets sick, run, don't walk to a testing site. Get yourself tested. Get all the contacts tested. so that we can interrupt the transmission networks and limit the impact of each case. Stay as safe as you can, but I understand people might choose not to, and we'll try and make that even as safe as possible.
Dr. Conway, I really appreciate the information this morning. Good message coming out from you as well. Thank you very much for your expertise and your context on this matter.
Thanks for having me on. Let's go out there and be safe and as happy as possible.